So tonight we are continuing our study of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And if you'd like to get another message on this tomorrow morning, Pastor Jackie's going to be preaching on the fruit of the Holy Spirit too. Am I right? Yes. So last week we talked about love. And tonight we're going to be talking about the fruit of joy. The fruit of joy. So last week we discussed how each fruit of the Spirit is but a different facet or a different element, if you will, a different aspect of love. Love is the first of the fruits of the Spirit, and every fruit of the Spirit following that is an aspect of love. And I shared with you J. Oswald Sanders' poetically inspired explanation of this. So let me just read that to you. God is love. Joy is love's song. Peace is love's restfulness. Patience is love's endurance. Kindness is love's sympathy. Goodness is love's self-forgetfulness. Faithfulness is love's trustworthiness. Self-control is love's discipline. The fruit of the Spirit produces in us the character traits found in the nature of Christ. Joy is our topic tonight, and joy is love's song. It is an expression of the love of God within us, love being the very essence of who God is. Joy being the feeling that accompanies that essence. So how many of you can remember feeling your first love, feeling in love for the first time? Anybody remember that? And what do people look like? You know, how do they appear? How do people appear when they're in love? How do you describe that when you see somebody in love? Nuts. Nuts. What is that? What else? How do you describe that? Silly. What was that? Growing? Glowing. Yeah, that's a good one. Basically, they're ecstatic. They're joyful, right? So with first love comes joy. Joy and love go hand in hand, first love. I remember when I was in college, I was in a music group that traveled all up and down the West Coast. I was in Vancouver, where I went to college, and across Canada. And so one summer we were traveling, and our piano player was a girl named Deborah, who was from China. She was Chinese. And after our summer music tour was over, she was going to be getting married. And Deborah's English was very broken, but when I inquired further of her about her fiancé, I was able to just kind of decipher from her, from our conversation, that her parents had moved to Vancouver with her so she could go to college in Vancouver. And her family was very traditional. So she explained to me that her parents had arranged her marriage right after she was born. And that the gentleman that she was going to be marrying, she had never met him. She had not even seen him before. Now, I don't know if she'd never seen a picture, but she'd never met this gentleman face to face before. And so I was very interested, and I found that very interesting. And so later on that year, in the fall, I ran into Deborah again, and I was curious. I inquired, you know, well, how did it go when you saw him for the first time? Like, what did you feel? You know, how was the wedding and all that? But what did you feel when you saw him? And she didn't have the words to really explain it to me. She kind of searched for her words in English. But as she was searching for her words, she didn't really have to say anything because her eyes lit up and she got this big smile on her face and she started glowing, you know, and her posture straightened up and you could just see her whole being was like excited and full of joy. And the only word that she could come up with in English was fireworks. And it was so cute. You know, it was just so cute. But you could just see the joy. And I didn't have to ask her any further. I could see the love and the joy radiating from her person. Now, I'm describing human love to you here, but I think it's a good analogy. of how the fruit of the Holy Spirit, his love, and his joy are interrelated. Amen? The fruit of joy is a facet or an element of the fruit of love. God is love, so the presence of his joy in our lives is a direct result of our experience of his love in our lives. Joy is love's song. It is an expression of the love we feel and experience from God. As we receive love from God, his Holy Spirit will fill us with abundance or richness in our lives. His love experienced in us will produce a joy that is beyond human comprehension. A joy that can be experienced even in times of suffering and trial, because joy is not of our own making. It's not something that we can produce. It's not a part of our nature. But true joy is a part of God's own character, produced in us as we allow the Holy Spirit to transform our lives. Now, we can make a distinction between joy and happiness. Happiness is dependent on external circumstances. Our mood can fluctuate depending on what goes on around us. The world encourages us to react and go with our feelings, right? They encourage us to be true to ourselves. But as those belong to Christ, having the Holy Spirit within us, we don't have to be thrown about to and fro by the circumstances of our presenting emotions or by our surrounding circumstances. Amen? And the truth is that being true to ourselves can never bring us true joy. If you remember, those of you that have been here in this service for a while, that we've learned that many of our emotions are coming from our false belief systems, our old worldly patterns of thinking that are in the process of being transformed as our minds are being renewed. So being true to those old emotions is not what we have to do. They lie to us. So they're not really truth, are they? We're not being true to ourselves when we agree with those old emotions, those old patterns of thinking. Sometimes we can believe things like, I'm unlovable, there's something wrong with me, I'm worthless, I have no value, and not the reality of God's perspective of who we are, how he sees us. So being true to ourselves really isn't the truth. Amen? Happiness is only dependent on our outward circumstances. But the joy of the Lord is internal, a fruit of the Spirit, as we have the Holy Spirit working in us. And true joy is a part of God's own character, produced in us as we allow the Holy Spirit to transform our lives. So last week we looked at Galatians 5, 22 and 23, which is what we're looking at here still. It's that list of those things produced in us only by way of the Holy Spirit. Now, do you remember the fruit of the Spirit? Can you guys say it with me? Sorry, I didn't have the PowerPoint up there today. But love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. True Christian joy is not something that we can produce for ourselves, as we've said. Yet, in Scripture, we are told to have it. To have the joy of the Lord always, Philippians 4:4 says. Or how can we always be joyful? As the Apostle Paul tells us in Thessalonians 5:16. And how can we count it all joy when we face trials of many kinds, like James tells us to do in James 1, 2, and 3? How can we do those things that we're commanded to do when we don't really have control over that? It's not something we can produce in and of ourselves. Well, St. Augustine prayed, Father, Command what you will and grant what you command. He knew that God commanded certain emotions of him that he couldn't make happen on his own. So he prayed, God, if you are going to require these things of me, you're going to have to grant them to me. Does that make sense? So when we read these verses that say, have joy, always rejoicing, be always joyful, count it all joy when you face trials, we simply need to agree with that. Say, Lord, I choose to count it all joy. Put your joy in me. Help me to count it all joy, even in this suffering. Let your Holy Spirit rise up in me and produce that fruit of joy in me. I'm agreeing with that. I want that. Amen? Psalm 16:11 says, you will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. So the psalmist knew that God had promised that he would grant us joy and the pleasures of living with him forever. We simply need to agree with that and allow that to happen for us. Amen? True joy is clearly something produced in us through the transforming presence of the Holy Spirit, since we cannot make it happen on our own. But as Augustine did, we can ask for it. Joy is a fruit, a product of the Holy Spirit's work in us that enables us to have the joy of the Lord, even sometimes in the seemingly most unusual places in our lives to be experiencing joy. Now, I often refer to my grandmother. I know many of you have heard the whole testimony of my grandmother. I'm not going to tell it all here, but maybe I'll get Crystal to put that story up on the Facebook page. So if you want to read through the whole testimony, it's a pretty incredible story. But if you remember, some of you remember, my grandmother was miraculously healed from tuberculosis when she was a teenager. She had been paralyzed from the waist down for up to like 4 years as a teenager. She'd spent most of those 4 years in a sanitarium in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. But even before the Lord healed her from the tuberculosis, she came to be known in the sanitarium as Happy Ann. All the staff, all the nurses called her Happy Ann. Now here's this little girl, this teenager, who's lying flat on her back, hasn't walked in years, and she has these weights holding her back, straightening out her back. She's been through several experimental surgeries, not expected to live, so they were trying different things to see if, you know, what they needed to do, if they could kind of cure this. There was no cure for it at that time. But here she was still, with all of that, full of joy, and called Happy Ann. The name stuck with her all her life. Even in her great suffering, she was always in great pain. And even though she'd been given a prognosis that allowed no real hope for living a normal life or even surviving this terminal illness, Happy Ann was always filled with joy. Because the Holy Spirit had produced a glad heart in her as she trusted him and believed in God's love for her despite her circumstances. Now, I may be wrong, but I don't even think that my grandma was even asking for healing. From what I recall from the story, she was simply just resolved and joyfully that in a little while she would be with Jesus and that she would see him face to face. And I believe that that's what her joy was based in, that hope of glory that she had. So even in the face of death, she found joy, true joy, in the Holy Spirit. Her love for God resounded in her joyous attitude, Her joy was love's song in her heart, and everyone around her heard it. Her joy was the manifestation of her experience of God's love in her heart. Now, my grandmother could not sing. She had this high-pitched, nasally-sounding voice that you could hear over the rest of the congregation. And me and my brother and sister used to giggle at it. But it never caused us to be ashamed. In fact, to hear it always made me and everyone around her smile. Because Happy Ann's song, even in that screechy voice that she had, was a song of joy, exuding from the love of God in her heart. True joy is not something that we can conjure up out of the depths of our being. No, it's not even in us at all, unless we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us and are allowing him and his roots of love to grow down deep, letting the love of God penetrate our hearts and placing his very nature within us. Unless we're allowing the Holy Spirit to do that, we will not have joy, true joy. John 10:10 says, Jesus says, I have come that you may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. In other words, God loves you and wants you to enjoy being alive. He wants you to have his joy for living as you live your life led by the Holy Spirit. And as you do, he will produce in you an abundance of spiritual fruit, transforming you to be more like Christ. True joy is a part of God's own character that you can seek after. Ask, seek, and knock for. And he will grow in you as you allow the Holy Spirit to transform your life. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Keep asking for love, keep asking for joy. And whatever in that list, you're like, yeah, I need a little more work in that area. Like lately, I've been asking him for gentleness, you know. He's still working on me in that way. Happiness is a feeling dependent on circumstances and usually restricted to moments when life is only going well. True joy is an inner serenity of the soul, rooted not in circumstances, but in the Holy Spirit's presence within us. God is love. So the presence of his joy in our lives is a direct result of our experience of his love in our lives. Joy is love's song. It is an expression of the love we feel and experience from God. As we receive the love of God for us, his Holy Spirit will give us abundance of richness in our lives. His love experienced in us will produce a joy that is beyond our human understanding. And this joy can even be experienced in times of trial, tribulation, and suffering. Because true joy is not of our own making. It's not part of our nature, at least not yet. But true joy is a part of God's character, which he is producing in us as we receive his love and allow his Holy Spirit to transform us from the inside out. Amen. Will you pray with me?